Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You don't have to be a type A personality to get annoyed when you have to take a detour. Detours upset your plans, change your schedule, cause unexpected delays, and take you places you didn't intend to go. Yet the fact is, life is full of detours. When my daughter and her husband were confronted with some unexpected financial challenges, Bonnie said, "I've come to understand that the detour is the path." What does that mean? If you believe that the circumstances of your life are allowed by a loving God, no matter what they are, you have to believe that the detour, which wasn't your idea, is the path He wants you to take. How can you have a song in your heart and a smile on your face when you're forced to take the detour? While it isn't easy, you can learn that the detour is the path. And when you acknowledge that, it's quite amazing how your attitude will change. Here's how you can be happy when you are taking the detour. 1. Realize there are no detours from God's point of view. None whatsoever, no exceptions. God told Isaiah, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." God knows what the detour will accomplish that would never take place any other way. So God says, "The detour is the path. Just trust me. I know where it comes out, and that's where I want you to go." 2. You can find happiness on the detour when you acknowledge that nothing happens by chance. Joseph had a long detour in his life, one you can read about in the Old Testament book of Genesis. Abducted by his half-brothers and sold into slavery, he ended up as a conscripted slave in Egypt. His idea? Not for a moment. The detour was the path, the one that led to the position of prime minister. When he finally confronted his brothers and had his chance for revenge, he simply said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." Sometimes you see the hand of God in the detour, and sometimes you just have to take it by faith. Trusting the heart of God when you cannot see His hand directing traffic. On the morning of 9/11, one fellow headed for his office at the World Trade Center in New York and forgot an important paper. He turned around, had to go back home to get it. The detour was the path that saved his life. 3. You can find happiness along the detour when you understand He walks with you on that detour. Moses wrote that the Lord actually carried His people on that 40-year detour, quote, "just as a man carries his son in all the way which you have walked until you came to this place," end quote. One of the most amazing promises Jesus ever made to His followers is that of His spiritual presence. "Never will I leave you," He promised, and the syntax means not even for a moment. He never grows weary. He never loses His way. Remember, the detour is the path. 4. You can be happy on the detour when you remind yourself, God knows the way. When I am on a detour, I tend to get nervous. No direction signs, no gas stations, only wide open spaces that seem to lead nowhere. Then I have to remember, God made the whole landscape. He's never lost. He promised, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He'll direct your path." It's still true. A closing thought. God made all of the scenery, the beautiful lakes, the rivers, and the valleys, on the detour as well as on the main highway of life. So when you are put on a detour, whether it is a road or your health or your plans or your future, remember, He is the God of the detour as well as the main highway. That's it on Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh.